We're holding the Siman Mem Gimel. We did Sif Aleph. We didn't do any Mishnah Berurah yet. So look at Mishnah Berurah. Cut an Aleph. Well, Hashtin. So a person cannot go into Beis Akisa Kabua to Hashtin Betril and Shabbat Roshay. Because he might come to do Tzracha, which is Gedolah.
Which is what?
Gedolah. Aleph, Lahashtin, Magan Ramasiv Kotten Al Tes Kosab, Moshe Kosab, and Macharba Lahashtin, Rabusanoka, the Philo Lahashtin, Abu Bishu, Kayim Shalotim, Osali Kotes, Koshkin Shalotu Tzorach. Even Lahashtin, which is a necessary function of the body, because Al said you can't go into Bisakisi for that, so obviously you cannot go into Bisakisi with Thrillin for no purpose at all. So a person has to take off the tefillin. So a person takes off the tefillin. So when he puts them back on afterwards, since he was in a state where wearing tefillin was prohibited, that's considered a bona fide hesach hadas. He puts them on again. He has to make a new bracha. So that's if a person goes to basic, he say kavua. He can't go in with tefillin shabbat roshay. So now the Shulchan mentioned Tefillin Shabbat Roshay. What about Tefillin Shayad? Who had in the Bezorah Nami Oster Mihat Taima? Tefillin Shayad is also Oster. V'Hodin Okim Roshay Boil Muta Im Oichus and Biyada. The point is saying wearing it as opposed to not wearing it. Now, the Shartzian and Tzikat Nal tells you that this is the one kind of Rom, and other Achardim quoted in the Ber Heitev. As opposed to the Elia Rabba, who differentiates between the Shalrosh and the Shalyat.
Meaning he would say it's okay with the Shalyat?
Correct. So the Mishnah Berurah is stressing that we don't hold like that Elia Rabba. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Berhetem, it's a cut in Aleph. All the way right before it says a cut in Bay, is the all at the end of the piece. It says, "I am best for El Yerava Pilpel Oroich Mizeh." He has a long pilpel on this discussion of the status of a shalyat. Quotes it from a Beis Yaakov also. It was Beis Yaakov.
Where does it say Pilpel Oroich Mizeh?
Okay.
Where does it say Pilpul Aruch Bezeh?
El Yerabba.
Where is it? In the
end of the Berhetev, Sivkat Nalav.
So, normally, if we have a disagreement between the Magen Avraham and the El Yerabba, we would hold like to the Magen Avraham?
That would be the assumption normally, yeah. If the El Yerabba's arguments are compelling, so Mishmur might pass on like the Rabbah. But if he's holding them, it's mutter to go in to be mashed in the Beis Hakisei Kavua. The point being, when a person is mashed in the Beis Hakisei Kavua, like the Ramah will say at the end, he usually sits. When he sits, there's no concern of nitzotzes. And then if there's nitzotzes, then the person would have to then wipe off his feet with his hands while he's holding his tefillin. And that's improper. But if he's sitting, we're not worried about that problem. Therefore, it's a mutter for him to go into the Beis Hakisei Kavua to be mashed in while he's holding the tefillin. B'yodai, let's remember, now, we say B'yodai, so we'll see it means, B'yodai, B'yad, Yemino Kenega Libo, Kemosha Kosov Sefei. We'll see later on the process of how you're exactly supposed to, there is a specific procedure of how to hold them. Okay. But to be mashim omid, the Ramah says that's obviously a problem, even though he's holding it. Peshita the Osir Sekot and Dalad, Boiches and Biyada while he's holding it. Shema Yekanech, and he says, because he might wipe off the drops. Buodin Kashem Barosha the Osir, the Kashin Shema Yeshav Yasim Tzrochav. Now, so what should he do? So he should wear the tefillin. He can't wear the tefillin either, because we said a person goes to the basic, he say, Kavua, where there's an option of sitting, he goes, even though he goes to be mashed in, he might come to be Yoshev. So he can't wear them either. So he has to leave them outside.
Come to be what?
To be Oisitz Rachav. So now, then he said, if the concern is because of Nitzaitzis, so if the dirt, if the ground is very soft, so instead of any being splashed back onto his feet, it'll just get absorbed into the ground, so that's not a problem. But for Tichuach, it's a cotton dowel, Tichuach. Rabbi Mokim Midrin, a similar, another example of you would have the exception and say there's no concern of Nitzaitzis, is if he's standing on a slope and being mashed downwards, we're not afraid that the liquid will splash back onto his feet. And that's a Gemara. Okay. Then he said, even the basic kid says it's going to be mutter, even though he's standing. The kazinan bo shem yipana behem, rakshi sarshli yafiach behem. So the concerns over here are three. There's a concern that a person, or it's, if we start with the bottom line is Chazal understood that a person would be allowed a lachuli mikra din, the starting point, to relieve himself for katari while he's wearing tefillin. Like the Ramos said nowadays that we only wear for davening, that's not proper, but. Bisman that they were till the whole day, so that wasn't what Mikan, then that wasn't Asr. There was three concerns. One is he might come to be Oisik Gedolim, be father himself for Gedolim, and that's Asr while he's wearing tefillin. There's a concern that he might come to be Mafiach, which is to pass gas, but that's Asr while he's wearing tefillin. And there's a concern that he might come to use the, if he's holding the tefillin, you might come to use the hand which is holding tefillin to wipe off any splash that got onto his body. Those are three concerns. So basically, say a roi, person doesn't come to sit. He's holding the tefillin, and it's an offer tichuach. I don't mean any of it yet. Okay, so those are the concerns. So he said, if it's offered to chua, basically he said, roy, it's mutter. Because we're not worried about him sitting down. It's there's no concern about the splash because it's offered to chua, or he's sitting. And the only question, and he's not wearing it, so there's no problem of being mafiach. So the next situation is mutter. And then the Ramah continued. He said, "There's no chilutz in the case of basic kisei keva, in the case of roy, but the kavua where we have a gezer shema, he might be osed tzrachah. But by any kavua, we're not worried about him being osed tzrachah. Now, kavua am yesh chilut ksas, the keva yesh chashas shema yaset tzrachah. Sharach shiya bevitor biyare." So now, I understand that that's a problem that he's wearing tefillin. You can't be Oisit Tzrocha while he's wearing tefillin. Oh, here he's holding tefillin. So is there any difference when he's holding the tefillin between a basic kisei kavua and a basic kisei roi? So Mishmur, yes. Because the level of how you have to hold the tefillin for ketanim is not the same level that you have to hold the tefillin for gedolim. And since in a basic kisei kavua we are concerned that he might come to be Oisit Tzrocha for gedolim, therefore he has to hold the chalkila in a way which would be appropriate for that. So what is that? He has to hold it bibigdoi ubiyara. It has to be wrapped up in the bag, and he has to be holding his hat on it. Like I mentioned before, ubaroi, I feel ubiyara levad, nami mutter bezeh, lelecha chashash in tzaitzis. No concern of the tzaitzis. So then just holding that filling is sufficient, even though it's not wrapped in a bag. Okay. So the difference between the two, the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, basically, he said, Roy, a person can master whether we're Baroshoi, or not while he's holding that, which comes to be almost something which, you know, is counterintuitive to our minds. Mm-hmm. that holding the tefillin, he may not relieve himself, but wearing the tefillin, he may. So the fact that he's wearing it doesn't bother us, because that's not intrinsically a problem. The only problem is because he might come to be mefana, when he's standing. There's no makom to sit. But the third concern is that he might pass gas. That's going to be relevant. If he's wearing tefillin, he has to be careful with that issue. So why is to hold them is problematic, because they're afraid he might come to clean off himself off. They should tzarich. Shin and Shemin Yeshav Shem Nitzoytzes Shenef on Al Ragla B'Yad Shachis B'Tfilin. So he's going to wipe away the Nitzoytzes with the same hand which is wearing holding the Tfilin, and that's where as we said, you may not do this while you're holding Tfilin. So what do? You remove it 4 amas away. Choltzem Rechuk. And then you give it to somebody else to hold. And the Rambam, however, said it's also the Mimashin, whether they were Baroshay, whether once they're wearing them, even in a basic Kisei Aroy, Vyeshachus and Dvorf. That's where how the Shulchan Aruch ended off. Okay.
And so when we see a lesson like that, that means it's sort of proper to hold like that?
Correct. Okay. So what do you do? Chotzim Barichus. Let me show you the cotton test. I'm going to rub Shekosa. The mash Shekosa. I'm going to kill Osel Hashin Behem Umad. There's an issue to be mashed and while he's standing. Mar Bain by Roy, or Bain by Kavua. Whether it's a basic Kisei Roy, basic Kisei Kavua. Because Shekosa by God, the main issue is standing versus sitting. And now, which what the rest, that's more really clarified that that's the issue, but he didn't mention it earlier. So that's what he meant. The Shulchan Aruch meant that also. So the Shulchan Aruch is not really differentiating basic Kisei Kavua and basic Kisei Aroy, which is why the Shulchan Aruch reads. But rather, the Pshat and the Shulchan Aruch is like the way the Rambam is learning that the main issue is standing versus sitting. So he's coming to make a shalom between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that they both agree that that's the logic. The Shulchan Aruch differentiates between Kisei Kavua and Kisei Aroy. The Rambam saying that's not really the real difference. The real difference is standing or sitting. Happens to be that in most situations, the basic Kisei Aroy you stand, the basic Kisei Kavua you sit. But if in a basic Kisei Kavua person would be standing, therefore the Shachashashim Nitzotis, and that would be a problem. When he's sitting over there, so now you have a problem of Shema Yifana Behem. So he'll get the chesaron of a basic Kisei Aroy, i.e. you get a chesaron of standing. All right. Okay.
It's not that the issue of Yifana is different standing versus sitting, it's just at any time it's a concern. Or is he saying it's
no? Well, so basically, he's saying Roy is not a concern because we're not choshish that he might be mefana behem because there's no mokin mefana. But the concern of holding it standing is going to be a universal concern. And therefore, I'll prove it to you that this is the pshat. So he said, you take them off and you give it to somebody else. So what's he referring to? So that's if, and you have to be chalitz and berichah dalan amas. So that's referring to basic kisei kavua, because the basic kisei aroy, there's no dinner waiting dalan amas. So clearly, Mechaber is going back to a case of basic kisei kavua, and it says that you can't take them in with you, which you have to give them to somebody else. Why do you give them somebody else? Because it must be in some case you're standing. So standing is a problem, even according to Mechaber, even in the basic kisei kavua. So he gives it the Chaber. Do ba'atzmai osu lechus behen. Because he can't hold him himself. After Marv Kabul came before the Kabul said, hey, Yechus will be there be other. So we were talking about basic Kisei Kavua, which is some of the lochus, he has to hold it in his bag and also, so it's like covered. Right? So everything's great. So why can't he do it? The answer is, Kim in the Marish and Mikshamash and Mumin, Rashin and Mishum the Toysis, because over here there's the new problem of the Toysis, which are relevant because when he's being Oshitzrach upstanding, when he's being Mach upstanding. So only Yetzir is to give it to Chaver. Then he said that the Rambam says Oshitzrach Mashim when they're Baroshoi, and there's no difference in basic Kisek, what a basic Kisek, a Roy for that. So Rama comes up with a new concern of Shemach Yafiyah Behem. So therefore he says, even though he's sitting in the Kushash of the Tzaitzis, and even though there's no Kushash of Yafiyah Behem, because it's basically he's saying, right? I don't care. Can't do it. There's another problem with Shemach Yafiyah Behem. I'm sorry, he's talking about some case where he's wearing it. Right. If he's just they're in their pouch, passing gas while they're bekisun, so that's not a problem. They're not Baroshah, there's no Chashash Hashem Yifana Behem. There's not Chashon of Nitzotis because they're in their keys. So that case is going to be Mutter. Yeshach is the word of, you should take his words into consideration. So the Mishaburah is a cotton good base. Well, that is a tzarech. However, the case of necessity, if you go in Shispatal Ayyad Ezemit Filah Batsibur, where that the difference between being kosher for the shittas of Rambam and taking the tefillin off and then putting it back on again afterwards might cost them tefillin b'tzibur. So in that situation, you also listen to the Rishonim that to be mafana behem, excuse me, to be mashem behem in a basic kisei aroy when he's standing his mutter to wear while he's wearing them. Achshizor harbishal yavali de'afacha. But the Chayyim does point out that many times a person when they march in the army fiyach, the person has to be very careful. He shouldn't come to the afacha. So as long as there isn't afacha, the gzera, because you might come to the afacha, there isn't the gzera, and you rely on the fact the whole chesed was the whole chashash is shem yifana behem. So basically, he said, "Roy, that's not a chashash."
To make
the
kisei
aroy. To my case where to make the kisei aroy, so there's not no gzera he might come to be yeshiv. Now, but even so, Mr. Burr first says, and he says, "Noigim laklus a shalrosh." The minig is not to rely on this and to take off the shalrosh. So you shouldn't be wearing the shayat, the ritzuas around the hand when he's being a shavshev. So some person, you know, just trying to translate this into modern bathrooms. So you know, the bathroom just has a toilet. That's a basic kisei kavua. So the gzera shemi upon Abraham is the gay. But if he goes to a place which just has a urinal, so that's basically say haroi. What about goes to a place where are both? He goes to the urinal. So are you guys or shemi upon Abraham? A lot of places are mekel. Right. That we're not. Other hands, basically, say a roy. You know, the other hand, this is not an roy. This is it has the zoom of a makam kavua. So, does that play any role? But based on what we're seeing right now, that doesn't seem to be an issue.
A basic
kisei kavua of just your urinals. Or has both, but he's going to the urinal. Okay.
With basic kisei, Arai wouldn't have the zoom.
Basically, Kisei Roy was a basic Kisei Roy. It happened to me. The person would find a place out in the field to relieve himself. So it's not a Malkum Kavua to do it. So there's no Zuma there. There's that his merry glime and then it gets over to the ground and it gets right there. Malkum, we do it again and again and again and again. Eventually, becomes Mizuyim. We'll see later on. The Gabi Hill is Isser of the Great Torah connected Soya. That the return in a mokum where there's meriglaim on the ground is only drabbanan. The return in a mokum where there's an avich meriglaim, which is a container which is used the whole meriglaim, is the rice. Because it absorbs so much, it keeps absorbing again and again and again, and gets a status like soya. Whereas meriglaim doesn't. So to say the return while the person is actually being mashed, and that's it, is the rice. But once there's already meriglaim on the ground, it's only drabbanan. There's an Ovid of Meriglayim, it's the rice, it's the same, the rhetoric negative. So it comes out the Ovid is more common than the Meriglayim itself. That's, so we are Mishyachas to that concept. Okay. Sif cotton base. Excuse me, Sif base. So what's the definition of a basic Kisei Kavua? Basically, Kisei Kavua, Haino Shiesh, but Soya. So there's Soya there in the bathroom, in this place, basically, Kisei. Bopane HaSoda, Bolo Chafira. Okay, so what's this Chafira thing about? Mishra Bursa Kotnin Gimbal, Bolo Chafira. Ratzalerman, Oz Sarach Lachalton Barish Gdal Anamus. That's why the Mokim and the area around it, including up to 4 amas away, is considered improper to be wearing tefillin. You must remove your tefillin for the distance of 4 amas away from this place where a person is relieving himself. But if the place is, the tzoya goes down into a chafira, so there's a place where the tzoya goes into. So reha chafira, he reshus la'atzmai. So this is basic kisa shaparsiyim. They would make a chafira where the tzoya would go into. So the tzoya is really in a totally separate place than where the person is. So we don't look at the place where the person is as a basic kisa. The chumers of a basic kisa. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to be chalitz at a distance of 4 amos. You're allowed to go into that room itself. However, kamalchem kadam sheyashdin sarach lecholzon the divrekol kamoshi b'shar basic kisei kavua. But there's a separate issue. You can't wear them because you might become the mafana b'hem, and that's osur. Came out the gemogan rab. B'medem amorim lahashdin. So a person is going there lahashdin. So since the tzoya is bechafira, so there's no chiyuv to be chalas berichut al adamus. But obviously, hey, he must take it off before he's mashed. Okay. Zadim shibura medam worm lahashdin. Abul lots of tzorach. A person is going to this basic kisei, even though it's bechafira, for the purpose of to be osid tzorach. to relieve himself for gedolim. Since the person is going, so the issue is not the place itself, because the place itself was not necessary, it doesn't have a place for that purpose, as I'll say in a second. But since that's the process he's going for, he needs to stop his process of tefillah and removing his tefillin 4 hours away from what he's going to be doing. And over there, filo niftam b'makom she'enu beis hakiseh klal, ela b'chatzer or ela p'nei hasoda, not no beis hakiseh at all. But if this, the Malkam Rambam is saying, if a person's oseh tzrachim, so not only he cannot wear them b'shas, he's oseh tzrachim, but he must be chelitz at a distance of 4 amos away from where he's going to relieve himself. We'll see later on when we get to Pei Gimel, we'll talk about it more, but. There is a discussion on the poskim, what's the status of our basic kisei nowadays? Chazon Ish already raised the question. In other words, based, once you have this concept of the basic kisei shel prasiyim, that since the tzoya is in a different malkum, it's bechafira, it goes away, so we don't give a status of basic kisei and where the person is sitting, the tzoya is in a different rishus. He says, the Chara, nowadays our system is similar. He says, no, over there it was automatic. There was no action necessary to make it happen. It was gravity. There was a pit, and it rolled away from the person into the pit. But over here, the Tzoya sits there until the person removes it. So that whatever status of a basic case, say. So he doesn't say definitively, but he sounds like he's more inclined that it is a basic case, say. Ravadi has a tshuva where he talks about it. He seems to find enough place in which to make a on it. He says, at least in a situation where you don't have a choice, they said, sir, you rely on that. The example which he has is a person washing hands. So, talking about our bathrooms compared to the basic use of the Bishop Perseim. The person wants to wash his hands. He's traveling, he needs to wash his hands to eat. So it wouldn't be halachically acceptable to wash in a basic kisei. So he says, we'll say it's not a basic kisei. So for that purpose, he says, you know what, you would wash your hands inside, keep your hands wet, step outside, say the bracha, and dry your hands. And that's the case where he's. I don't think he'd say that, you know, basic tzarech means you should be davening in there. That's not the case.
Just a related practical question. Let's say a person has to take care of his needs during davening, he takes it to fill it off. Let's say it's after Shemona Esrei. Is a person required to put his tefillin back on at that point?
No. Even though we have a minute. Shabbos says before in the Siman Chaf Hei that it's, you know, the minhag, I guess, is to wear tefillin until after at least the kedusha of Wal Tzion, and preferably to after the Kaddish afterwards. It's proper. It didn't say that it's a chiyuv gomer, so a person won't have any difficulty doing that. You want to catch, say the tefillah. It's a choice in saying the tefillah with the zibur or without the tefillah, or with it, or saying what you said with the tefillah, probably say it with the zibur. Or a person's running somewhere and he doesn't have time to put it back on. So you don't put it back on. I mean, but everything else being equal, I would say, why not? Why shouldn't the person put it back on? I don't know, we should wear it till the whole day.
But I guess my question was, you know, what if it's a choice between saying with the zibur or.
Right, I'm saying something. Right. The only reason we don't say the whole day is because we're afraid we're not going to keep our mind be kedusha in the body and the mind in the proper kedusha. But during tefillah, we assume that a person will. So this is part of tefillah. So the assumption would be that you will. So you should be wearing tefillin. It's another question. Like historically, back in Europe, slichas, you know, people got up very early and went out. You know, daven very early and went out. So slichas was said in. At nighttime, so you weren't wearing tefillin b'layla, and you weren't wearing talis b'layla. So the minhag can't be slichas. You don't wear talis and tefillin because, right? Nowadays, a person saying slichas at 8 o'clock in the morning, why isn't he wearing tefillin? Right? The whole reason we don't want to tell him the whole day is because you're not going to hold it with the proper kedusha, etc. Hopefully, while he's saying slichus, he would be doing that. So logic would dictate he should be putting on till before slichus. Everything else being equal.
But minhag is.
Minhag is, some people do it, most people don't.
Would the Rav say it would be more proper to do it?
I myself do not do it. Yeah. But usually I end up saying slichus together with a group, which I end up running to the bathroom afterwards, putting it on, putting it off, etc. And it ends up losing a lot of opportunity of tefillah. But everything else, if everything would be just questions, just convenience or not convenience, I would say, yeah. I don't think the minig is binding that, so. Prison tells me, you know, he rolls into slichus 5 minutes late, you know, the shayla, you know, the answer is you should have came to slichus early, you know. That's always like that. Okay. Sif Gimel. Basic, he say a roi. Hanagad l'hashin mayim. That's referring to the purpose is to be mashin mayim. Shaino namahalach mishvilom the basic kisei. A person doesn't feel a need to travel to where they have their outhouses for that purpose. A person would find a private corner and he would relieve himself. So this is the first time it's being used as a basic kisei, as it were. So it's called a basic kisei aroi. That's what it means when it's a basic kisei aroi. Okay, so the Mishabura Yudalit. Basic kisei aroi. Pirish. Ho damrina. So the point is, we're taking into consideration both elements that A, there's no tzar there right now, and B, it's not a place which is used for that purpose. We're afraid that the person will then decide to be relieved himself. So even though the place is a private place where he could, but there's no reason why we believe he would do that. It's been used as a basic kisei. It's the first time being used as a basic kisei. So the Mishabura is caught in Tezvav. I'm Prima Gadim to Sri Lay the High Lisha Lavdavka, the Philim Meyuchid, Mikamazim, and the Hashim, Mikamokam, or Roy Hoshi. Even though people have used it there multiple times, but since it's not Kavua for the purpose of being Mingoshi Tsurachov, so that's called a basic kisei Roy. Okay. Sif Dalad im heim bechekai bechogar bechogur. If he's holding them in his lap, and there's something in between him and his private area, there's a piece of there's clothing. He's chogar bechogur. Or a big day, or he's holding them wrapped in his bag. Mutter bein lahashin bein lepanus. So I'm worried about the tzitzis because they're wrapped up in the bag. We got mishum shema yiplum imen. I'm not worried about them falling because he's holding them, rather in his cake. So he would be mutter in that circumstance to hold the tefillin wrapped up, etc., like that. So that's mutter ben lahashis ben liponis. Now, abibidah biyadah, sarkiyin, so cut new zayin. They say, well, of course, I feel the tevis or some abibidah is also. Even though he's holding in his bag and he, that doesn't help, and now we're saying that it does. They both found this difficult to root him to try and answer the question. In other words, they bothered by enough that they're willing to accept a doichik type of a teretz.
Meaning they're bothered by the fact that
it's awesome. From the Mechaber, it's about this Evdal. That's a, you know, that's strange, to put it lightly, right? So you have to make some type of a chilek. Okay, the beer grow cause of the sieve is that shehu b'melachum is who shita cheres the chilek al hot is Evdal. And Echadami, the Tiger argue. So the Mechaber is quoting earlier in Sif Aleph. He's quoting the shita of the Tosis and the Rush. And as if Dalit, he's quoting the Lashon of the Sefer HaTshuma to different people. So the Mechaber before was quoting them, the Tosis and the Rosh, that even though it's a big do, it's us. Now we're saying that according to the Baal HaTshuma, it's a big do, it's a mutter. The Mordechai proves that we have to say that he's quoting the Lashon of that Sefer. He's not necessarily saying what his opinion is. It's not a stira. Now the question is, what does he hold the Maisa? That's the next question. If they're not that he's holding them, but that they're tied in his bag, so he wraps his bag around it, ties it up, that would be mutter. Okay, let's hold it by Sif Hei.